You are now crossing the gateway to Italy. The Florentine Hall, the palace's great reception room, is a homage to the Italian Renaissance: marble, gilded bronze, and light. Look first at the two monumental bronze doors, cast in Rome, which seem to have stepped out of a Florentine baptistery. Then raise your eyes to the carved and gilded ceiling, from which hang great Murano crystal chandeliers, blown in the Venetian lagoon. The Carrara marble fireplace, with its sculptures, presides over the hall like a secular altar. Here the great balls and gala banquets were held, diplomats in decoration-laden uniforms, ladies in Paris gowns, waltzes until dawn. These walls have heard conversations in every language of Europe. Think of the contrast that defines Palais, outside, a German castle, in this hall, the splendor of Florence, a few doors further on, as you will soon discover, the Orient. Carol I and his architects wanted to gather here the best of every European civilization, and in this hall, Italy won the match.